This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops found Hamas weapons and combat gear in Al-Shifa Hospital in the Gaza Strip. During a search on Wednesday, Chief Israeli Military Spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said, the Army simultaneously released a video that it said showed some of the material recovered from an undisclosed building within the large hospital complex, including automatic weapons, grenades, ammunition, and flak jackets. Hamas, which is battling Israeli forces within Gaza, dismissed the announcement as lies and cheap propaganda. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. The head of the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees has told a UN emergency meeting an immediate humanitarian ceasefire has become a matter of life and death for millions. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Philippe Lazzarini has accused Israel of collective punishment of Palestinians and the forced displacement of civilians. He also warns a further breakdown of civil order after the agency's warehouses were broken into by Palestinians searching for food and other aid will make it extremely difficult, if not impossible, for the largest UN agency in Gaza to continue operating. Briefings to the Security Council by Lazzarini, the head of the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, and a senior UN humanitarian official, painted a dire picture of the situation in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Security Council has approved a resolution calling for urgent and extended humanitarian pauses in corridors throughout the Gaza Strip after four failed attempts to respond to the Israel-Hamas war. The vote was 12-0, with the United States, Britain, and Russia abstaining. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and his Chinese counterpart met in California on Wednesday, a summit with far-reaching implications for a world dealing with wars, economic problems, and other issues. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After shaking hands at a country estate outside San Francisco,
to host you in the United States is a great honor. And a pleasure.
The president and Xi Jinping opened their first talks in more than a year.
It's paramount that you and I understand each other clearly, leader to leader, with no misconceptions or miscommunication.
To ensure a competition does not veer into conflict. Through an interpreter, Xi noted both men bear heavy responsibilities for the world and for the good of the world.
Planet Earth is big enough for the two countries to succeed.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian troops have crossed the vast Dnipro River into occupied areas of Kherson region and are operating in small groups. Russia conceded on Wednesday, saying it had dispatched more troops to stop them. Ukraine said on Tuesday it had secured a foothold on the eastern bank of the Dnipro against all odds, a potentially major setback for Russian occupation forces in the south, where Kyiv is trying to open a new line of attack. A Ukrainian military spokesperson added on Wednesday Ukrainian troops were trying to push Russian forces back from the eastern bank of the river, a formidable natural barrier. The World Meteorological Organization warns efforts to stem climate change are at risk of falling off the rails as greenhouse gas emissions reach record highs. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
With the effects of climate change increasingly being felt, the World Meteorological Organization says global concentrations of carbon dioxide, the most important greenhouse gas, last year were 50% above the pre-industrial era for the first time. The UN agency says emissions of two other greenhouse gases, methane and nitrous oxide, also saw the highest increase on record from 2021 to 2022. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The British government says it will still try to send some migrants on a one-way trip to Rwanda, despite Britain's Supreme Court ruling that the contentious plan is illegal. Five justices in the country's top court say asylum seekers would be at risk of ill treatment because they could be sent back to their home countries once they were in Rwanda. The court cited Rwanda's poor human rights record, including enforced disappearances and torture. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.